Good day, it's Alex from Becoming Your Higher Self podcast. And today we are looking at two sessions recently with a blocked healer from Ireland. And there was a lot of good information coming up, so I was thinking to share it. For the newcomers to the podcast, I want to mention that what I am describing, sharing, is from clinical work. I did over 1,000 sessions facilitated, where people go into a deep theta brainwave state. They have spiritual, mystical soul journeys that are healing them. And the same patterns appear, no matter who is the person consciously. When they open up and explore their internal universe, the same truths come up, the same laws of universe are coming up. So I'm doing this podcast to share the wisdom that is coming. So it will help people. You can apply them in your life and see the improvement. So today we are looking at a session with Julia, and Julia has many years of healing and cleansing as practitioner. She is doing shamanic work herself. And I did session with her in 2021, 5 years ago. And during this session, her higher self said things that came to be after 5 years. So she was completely surprised that higher self could predict the correct timeline. And also Julia was following her higher self advice as intuition. So that's why the prediction made in 2021 came to be. So this is also a reflection that I see not only in this case, but in my own life and sessions where higher self shows the highest timeline for people. There are infinite number of timelines because of free will. Every person individually and as a collective of humans on this planet, we are shaping potentialities into actuality, what actually come to pass. That's why people that are looking into future, psychics, remote viewers, some people working with dreams, often they see something similar that actually came to pass, because what will happen is a result of individual choices and collective choices of whole humanity. Okay, so her first session was guided, as always, by higher self. All my sessions are guided by the total soul. Her higher self chose to show her a lifetime in another planet that she has. This another planet was ocean planet, and she had a different body. She had body of humanoid, two legs, two arms, but the head was beard-like with the beak. And this creature, this body, could breathe underwater. And they had cities underwater, whole civilization, very advanced spiritually. And in this memory, she actually was invited to speak, and the whole, like a hall of listeners, that she will be sending or channeling the healing energy for everybody gathered in the room. And when I saw her, I on the couch through Zoom, as I do my sessions online, I saw her crying because she started to feel this unconditional love from the source coming through while she was narrating what is happening. So she was doing some symbols with her hands in this hall. It created like a triangle of light, and then she started to channel this unconditional love to all others as a healing, as a upgrade, activation. And she was feeling this unconditional love and was emotional. Her body on the couch was emotional. And then many other things happened during this session, but we connected with the higher self, the total soul that Julia is part of as human. And this total soul, higher self, is the being that is guiding us through intuition. So in the session, she started channeling, and we were asking questions to higher self that she prepared before the session. Personal ones and general ones. And of course, I would like to share with you things that you can use. You can think about to expand your consciousness, to evolve. This is the whole point of it. So Julia wanted to know from higher self why she's feeling slowed down, foggy, blocked, and unmotivated, why her energy is fluctuating. And also she had a tension in the throat. She had sore throat for a long time. It was not biochemical, she felt it was different. So what higher self revealed, told us, was that she is too much sitting in home and the energy is not moving through the body, because the body is sitting, not doing much physically. And it's understandable because she's in Ireland and it's winter, it's windy, raining all the time. But higher self advised her that she can do micro practice, for example, 10 minutes movement. She can do exercises inside and daily hip movements like walking, shaking, dancing, stretching. So this was very simple explanation, and she never thought about it. It happens a lot that a lot of people are surprised by simplicity, and then when they apply the advice of the higher self, simple, powerful advice, they see the changes. So if you are feeling like that, you can investigate. Perhaps you are not moving your body so much. It's in the hibernation mode during the winter time. And you need to make an effort to find some exercise, movement of the body, physical body, that will make the prana or chi moving. Because if the chi or prana is stuck, it will feed back to the physical body as many different symptoms, for example, feeling depressed, feeling apathy, or even immune system weakness. So this is something that you can look at. And the quote from Higher Self is about it is, before you chase meaning, clear the body. Blocked energy makes everything feel like a problem. Blocked energy makes everything feel like a problem. Heavy, impossible. But it's only perception. All right, so later, Julia's higher self gave a very specific prescription. On a good weather day, the minimum outside time is 2 hours. So 2 hours walking, being outside, connecting with nature. Nature is not a luxury. It's a nervous system reset. So even in winter, try to be outside as much as possible. And surprising detail for her, and perhaps you can try it too, that best medicine for Julia is a sunlight reflected on water, sea or lake, because water clears and the sun energizes. So you have two types of energies coming into your system. So the negative symptom that we were talking about was low mood, feeling flat, inner heaviness, anxiety, irritation. It's connected with the first point that I was talking about. If you cannot get, higher self said that if you cannot get 2 hours, you can do 2 doses of medicine, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes later. And add specific ritual. Go near the water and watch the sun reflection for 3 to 10 minutes, no phone. And that quote from higher self is, some healing is not emotional, it's it's caused by environment. Sorry for my English. Okay, so then we had the theme of being a mother. Her baby, Samuel, has few months. This is her second baby. And the theme is the season of life, this season of life where you are mom of small baby is part of your mission. It's not interruption. What her mind was telling her that, oh, I need to do the big work. I need to do the cleansing, working with the grids, helping people. But higher self told her that it's all is part of the plan. This baby is a light worker, it's an old soul, and she need to integrate him, help him integrate in this heavy vibration that we are in. So the message was loving her child, showing love is the major part of the journey right now. Samuel is sensitive and needing reassurance and safety. And Julia's impatience is linked to overthinking and trying to solve it mentally instead of holding steady. So this is also a very important reality that we learn as humans, is that we have two voices inside. One is from the mind, overthinking, second guessing, always talking. There is a lot of fear, a lot of guilt, shame, anger in the mind, lower vibration, energies, and also a lot of false beliefs. that are not true. And this is what people are aware of all the time. And then we have in our heart or gut the feeling of higher self. Higher self is guiding us through resonance, through feeling. Something feels right in your gut, your heart. It's without thinking. Or something feels strange, uncomfortable. Warning. So here we have the example. The reality is, this is your part of your journey as human to be a mother for this child. You made an agreement to have this together. And the mind was wrong that, oh, I need to do something else. And this baby is just slowing me down. So, example of clarity. So, what higher self told her that replace fixing, that you need to fix something with holding, holding space, holding love for your child. And slow breath, soft voice, steady touch, repeat reassurance for the baby. Give yourself permission. This is your work now. And patience is spiritual discipline. Also, the lesson of patience is coming out very often, almost every session. I work mainly with people that are spiritual, that are healers, teachers, mediums, psychics, or awakening spiritually. And the mind is impatient. The ego mind is impatient because it's like animal. It's like a low vibrational survival computer. But what we need to learn, part of the learning, is to be patient with the process. Everything takes time in this 3D environment. The plants grow and it takes time. You cannot speed it up. If you try to speed it up, the plant growing, let's say you have some kind of plant that gives you, let's say, strawberry. You have a strawberry and you cannot wait to eat strawberry. If you pull it out, try to make it grow faster, what will happen? You will pull out the plant and it will die. The same with spiritual progress. Don't force it. Be patient, ignore your impatient mind. And the quote from higher self is, presence is not a pause on your path. It is your path, which I think is beautiful, deep wisdom. Not only for this situation, but for your life. All right, so another point in the session was that she feels anxiety energy, and the higher self showed her that this anxiety is not from within you. It's actually external energies that you are picking up, also environmental. So, Julia's higher self pointed directly to family dynamics, agitation, attack-like pressure, and a long string of jealousy in the family. And the advice was precise. Keep distance from low vibrational people that are envious, jealous. Forgive and heal it internally. but do not let back in what they are sending. Do not participate in this energy of self selfishness, what they are experiencing. Because this energy, earlier or later, this low vibrational energy will self-destruct. She doesn't have to do anything about it. So the symptom that she felt was agitation, anxious spirals, feeling dragged down after contact with certain people in family. And the fix was forgive without proximity. You don't have to be close with those people. You can forgive them for what they are, accept them as they are, and reduce contact, exposure, fewer calls, fewer explanations, fewer debates. Because people in the low vibration, you cannot really change anything. You cannot teach them anything. They don't care about what is true. They care only about what they believe. They don't want to change what they believe. And they have narcissistic tendencies. They cannot be trusted. They will sell you for price, no matter who you are. So the higher self said that, the quote, not every feeling is yours. Sometimes it is a field you walked into. And I see a lot of people, highly sensitive people online and as my clients, that they are confused about all the negativity they feel. And they think it's my negativity. But it's not. They are wide open. They don't have any boundaries, any protection against this energy from the collective bombarding their system. So in many sessions, higher self educates them how to create the protection, how to have energetic hygiene, how to put up boundaries, not being wishy-washy and neglecting it, because it will create problems. It will create depression, suicidal thoughts, and then it will show up as physical symptoms in the body, autoimmune system problems. So it's very important to have this knowledge how everything works for your benefit. So, protection is not paranoia. A lot of people think that it's fear-based, but actually it's a wisdom-based. You are not afraid what is out there in the same way like you are not afraid of a rain. It's just uncomfortable. It makes you wet, cold, and you can get sick. So, better to take umbrella. All right, so she in the session mentioned that she has energy fluctuations, and it was described that sometimes she is low, sometimes she is normal, and the higher self explained that she was not very consistent with her energy protection and energetic hygiene, putting up boundaries with her family. So, the fix, the advice was the protection protocol for any empath and healer. Connect with your higher self in meditation and contemplation, prayer, being in the moment, being still, and bring light from the source into yourself. Trust the visualization. Trust that you are creating something, you are changing something. Your mind will oppose it, your mind will doubt it. But this is the challenge. You need to ignore the noise of the mind and just trust the energy work. Okay, so during the session, also what was interesting was the and the very beginning, when I asked her to go to the most beautiful place where there is no problems, there are no problems and no worries. The higher self took her to the Sri Lanka rural nature place with a big boulder, stone, with runes on it near the temple. And she felt so good there, feeling relaxed, feeling connected. And she went into a small pond and started floating in it. And the guardian appeared of this land. It was a huge spirit-like entity, humanoid, but the head was tiger-like, like cat-like. And this guardian thanked her for being there in 2002, where she traveled and she meditated there, and she brought light to this area, to this land. So higher self wanted her to be aware, trust herself, that what she is doing, even if she is not perceiving it directly right in the moment, that it has a great impact and it affects positively a lot. So this is also a message to you that if you are trying to have high vibration in your consciousness, raise your vibrations and meditate and be aligned with the light, with the source, God, you are doing great service for the humanity. Your high vibration is counteracting thousands and millions of negative, toxic vibrations in different people. So this is also what consciousness research of Dr. David Hawkins saw, concluded that this is, everything is connected, everybody is connected, and everything is one. So what you are doing is not only your personal self-development, you are helping the whole collective, whole planet. So continue doing it, even if you don't see with your eyes material changes. And the energy level is already happening. It will take time to manifest in the very dense 3D physical matter. So with this positive note, I am ending this episode. I hope you liked it. And if you want to learn more, watch the videos, how I work, you can go to my website, www.alexmartinb.com. And there is a lot of things that I do, my book and so on. So, looking forward to connect with you in the next episodes. For now, I wish you all the best and take care. Bye bye.